Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 22nd. It'll be broadcast live from the Superior Livestock Studios in Texas and seen on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30. The auction itself starting at 8 a.m. Central Time with 23,800 head to be on offer, 4,100 yearling steers, 2,600 yearling heifers, 12,000 weaned calves, and 2,600 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website www.superiorlivestock.com or you can give Superior Livestock a call at 800-422-2117. Thursday, October 22nd, our next sale coming up on Dish Network Satellite 997, SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, sharp losses in live and feeder cattle futures yesterday sparked an unexpected run of cash cattle trade yesterday afternoon. Although trade volume remained light, the significant weakness in market tone was undeniable as cash cattle sold $2 to $3.50 lower than last week's price levels, with feeders trying to take protection in the event that further losses develop as the week continues. We saw trade in our part of the country yesterday at $106, about $2 lower than last week. The hog futures continue to show mixed market direction with strong underlying support still holding in nearby December contracts, while the rest of the complex posted active losses yesterday. The aggressive pressure in cattle trade caused significant market pressure in most 2021 contracts, which may lead to additional wide price swings through the first half of the week. On the grains, firmer trade in wheat markets overnight as all three exchanges have pushed to gains following early losses last night. All three exchanges managed gains on Monday, although most contracts closed several cents from day session highs. Wheat seemed to drag corn and soybeans to gains, which has certainly not been the modus operandi for most of the fall rally. Higher corn prices overnight after shaking early losses, and December corn back within 2 cents of recovery highs yesterday. Strong cash markets and calendar spreads continue to support flat prices as merchants work to keep the export pipeline full. In addition, while weekly production remains somewhat subdued, ethanol futures prices are trading at the highest levels since November 2019. This is supporting margins at plants which are running and able to take advantage of easier movement due to harvest. Stronger trade across the soy complex overnight with products leading gains as both soybean oil and soybean meal rally over 1%. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, December live cattle down 347 yesterday, 105.15. February down 330 at 108.17. November feeder cattle down 495, 130.07. January down 410, 125.22. December hogs up 162 at 71.42. February down 10 cents at 70.85. Kansas City wheat, December up 4 1/4, 563. March up 3 3/4 yesterday, 570. December wheat Chicago up 1 3/4 at 627. March up 2 1/2 at 626. December corn up 3 1/4, 405 1/4. March was up 3.5 cents at 410 1/2. November soybeans up 4 1/4 at 1054 1/4. And January up 3 3/4 at 1054. December cotton up $1.24, 71.16. March up 127 at 71.83.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.